Tulsa, Oklahoma-based Spectrum LNG is seeking permits for a short connecting pipeline to carry natural gas from Prudhoe Bay and a plant to process it. Spectrum President Ray Latcham says his company's plan is pretty basic.
Build, own, and operate an LNG plant in Prudhoe Bay, and it will provide fuel to things like mines and drilling rigs, heavy trucks, transit vehicles. Once the LNG is in a tanker truck, it can go to any number of locations. It can go to Golden Valley, would be a potential customer as well.
Latcham estimates Spectrum will spend about $30 million to build the North Slope LNG facilities. He says initial output will be small, about 100,000 gallons per day, but the facility will be set up to allow for fourfold expansion. Latcham has Alaska connections. He started Norgasco, a gas utility serving Prudhoe Bay and Deadhorse, and Fairbanks Natural Gas, which trucks in LNG from Cook Inlet. Latcham says Spectrum does not currently have a gas supply contract or any commitments from buyers.
What we have is a good idea and some money we want to invest in a plant. And we didn't have any offtake agreements when we built the one in Point McKenzie that Fairbanks natural gas uses today.
Latcham sold the Cook Inlet processing facility and his interest in Fairbanks Natural Gas in 2004. His new company's North Slope LNG project competes with a larger one being pursued by FNG. FNG President Dan Britton says there may not be room in the market for more than one North Slope LNG plant, but until someone spends money and starts building, nothing changes.
They may or may not, and, you know, in the event they do build something, then you know, perhaps we would compete for the LNG sales to other areas.
FNG already has the permits it needs to move ahead, as well as a gas supply contract. The barrier has been the $150 million price tag for its LNG processing plant. Spectrum wants to begin work on its much smaller LNG project next year. Britton says if Spectrum moves ahead faster, FNG could refocus on just transporting gas to Fairbanks.
If somebody could provide us a LNG at a good price, and you know, we'd always look at that.
North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says another company looking at North Slope LNG presents a potential option for Fairbanks.
The issue is that, how fast can gas in much larger volumes serve Fairbanks, and at what cost? Because if, you know, consumers aren't necessarily going to jump to that if it's high-priced energy.
The borough recently created a municipal gas utility to facilitate getting North Slope LNG to Fairbanks. That could include securing tax-free state grants or low-interest loans, money that could be passed on to private companies to advance a project. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.